across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Susie Thorpe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
In the studio right now, I'm pleasure to welcome 3 times British powerlifting champion, and I must say powerlifting, representing the UK in 6 international powerlifting competitions and only one of 7 members of the Team GB, Cambridge-based scientist Dr. Abby Graham. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Susie. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you. Really lovely to have you. I'm just going to get you to move that microphone towards you because that's better. Yes, you've got such a lovely voice. Now, before we go into anything, I think I got it wrong when I assumed it was weightlifting, and it's not. We need to know, first of all, if it's okay with you, Abby, what is the difference between powerlifting and weightlifting?
Okay, so yeah, this is like a very common thing that people want to know when they want to understand the difference. So basically, collectively, you've got strength sports, and I'll make the analogy with racket sports, okay? So collectively, you've got racket sports, and within that, you've got things like tennis and badminton, and like they both involve hitting something and running around. But actually, technically, they're pretty different. So weightlifting's what you've seen on the Olympics, and it's very fast and explosive, and like people are lifting a weight above their heads. It's actually a pretty complex movement. It's not something people can easily do in the gym. Powerlifting, on the other hand, is actually more familiar movements that people may have seen. So it's squatting, it's bench pressing, and it's deadlifting. And deadlifting is just lifting a weight off the ground and standing up. Nothing goes above your head. And actually, it's a more accessible sport because it's technically less complex than weightlifting, and actually people of like all kinds of different proportions can be well suited to powerlifting. Weightlifters, they tend to have short legs, and they tend to be very, very flexible indeed, actually. So powerlifting's it's more diverse, actually, and it's more inclusive.
So what you're saying is that anyone can do it?
Absolutely, anyone can do it. Mm. This is true. People do. People of all ages do powerlifting. When I say all ages, I mean, like, the highest age group in powerlifting competition is over 70 years old.
Wow!
And I know several people who have successfully taken it up competitively in their 50s, and they're stronger than they would have believed in their wildest dreams now. Like, they started from nothing, and in their 50s have developed insane strength.
Wow, so you've met some very interesting people. So what? How did you get into it? I'd love to know. I know you've had 17 years of training to be a powerlifter. Yeah. Yeah. You're rolling your eyes there. No, good, because it sounds like you absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's,
but it wasn't always the case, was it?
It's part of who I am now. You know, it's part of my identity. Now, I'm actually not the kind of person at all who actually wants to exercise. I've always detested exercise. And when I was at school, I was incredibly small for my age. I was skinny. Like, I didn't hit puberty until like years beyond everyone else, and I felt weak and just like nothing, insubstantial. I was always picked last for the PE teams at school. But when I was like into my like early 20s, I started to get kind of like out of shape, like skinny fat kind of out of shape. Like, although I was small, like I just didn't look like any shape at all. I was kind of squashy. So I thought, well, I gotta find something to look after myself. I don't want to let myself go for the rest of my life. But I know that I'm not going to do any like running. I hate team sports. I've got like no hand-eye coordination. I don't want to hit a ball. So I thought, well, weightlifting will be like, or weight training, strength training, should I say, would be like the least possible amount of time and effort to just like get in shape.
You also said, didn't you, that you didn't particularly like the puff in the running?
Oh no, like I've always hated.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. I hated the feeling of being out of breath. Running's very boring for a lot of people. You know, not for everyone. For some people, it's an amazing thing.
So true.
A lot of us, it's actually really dull. And so I was just like, I want to spend as little time as possible exercising. So maybe if I just spend like an hour or two a week, like doing some strength training, then that'll be what I'll do. So I had very humble goals at first. But strength training is the quickest, easiest, most efficient way to get in shape. That is definitely the case. And actually, just within a matter of months, like everyone was saying to me, wow, how have you done this? Like, you look great. But over the years, I realized that like kind of staying in shape wasn't actually that interesting by itself. Like, once you're in shape, you're like, okay, so I'm in shape now. Great. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? Like, just stay in shape or what? I realized I needed a goal. So I became interested in strength, but I didn't know anything about it. And then after like literally 10 years of training and not really knowing much, I finally got a trainer, and he actually told me that powerlifting existed. I had no idea. And he then taught me like how to get stronger properly. And after much persuasion, like 2 years of gentle persuasion, and then finally, like forcefully, like you have to compete. You go and do it. Go and do it. And I was like, oh, but I'm not an athlete. You know, I couldn't possibly do that. Like, oh no, I'm, you know, I couldn't compete. I wouldn't be good enough. So actually, it turns out there is no minimum level you need to meet. It's like, think of it like a fun run. You know, you can go and do a powerlifting comp regionally, just like you can go and do a fun run. You don't have to be a certain speed to do a fun run.
How long has powerlifting as a sport, competing sport, Team GB, how long has that been around?
So actually, the sport of powerlifting dates back to the 1970s. It's actually a relatively new sport. Mm. Now, exactly how it is that people started doing it, I'm not sure, but I mean, basically, people have been doing, of course, various strength feats for hundreds of years. But to actually have an organised sport with rules where everyone agrees what you're going to do and like have a competition format, that came in the 70s. Mm. And actually there was a bit of evolution in the rules at first, and that happens in sports. You know, in cricket sometimes they change the rules. You know, it's still evolving. Yeah. It's a relatively young sport.
And gender equality, is there more men doing it than women, or have you found there is a...
So it's a very special time for powerlifting, very exciting time. Like when I started competing about 6 years ago, like in the regional comp I did, there was like 2 women and 30 men, okay? Now you'll find close to equal numbers.
Wow.
Yeah, and my first British Championships...
It's going to punch the air for that one.
Yeah, yeah. Like 2012, so my first British Championships, there was about 15 women across all weight classes. And we were just like tagged on to the morning of the men's event that lasted 2 days, okay? Every year since then, the British Championships pretty much doubled in size. So like the following year, there was 30 of us. The year after that, there was 60. The year after that, there was like 120. And now they've had to raise the qualifying totals because they got too many people, like way too many.
That's fantastic.
It's a very exciting time for powerlifting.
Now that we're talking about the gender equality and how popular it is, you were very recently asked about femininity in powerlifting, and the quote was, or the one of the roles, the question was, what role should femininity play in strength sports? And I loved the first line of it. Can I just read that first line?
Because I can't remember it.
Okay. Well, I think we said, so have you ever heard someone say that Mo Farah isn't very masculine or attractive because of his small build and because he doesn't have enough muscle and therefore looks feminine? It's a really good point, isn't it? Now, femininity in sport is a very cultural thing, isn't it? You're supposed to look a certain way, behave another. Yeah. And I was fascinated to read your articles in it. Just explain a little bit your frustration with this sort of cultural belief that we have to look one way but maybe not another.
Yeah, my goodness, you know, like this is such a complex issue. But I suppose the archetypal female form, whilst it is a beautiful one, it's only one of many forms that a woman can take. And, you know, the archetypal woman is probably slender, with, you know, small, delicate arms, delicate, certainly. Possibly, you know, probably weak and vulnerable, you know, like a flower. but that's actually kind of artificial. I mean, if you do activity of any kind, then for a lot of women, you know, you will find that you will start to become larger. Your arms will start to grow. But the thing that I think a lot of women don't realise is that many of the pictures they've seen of female strength athletes in the past have actually been fueled by massive amounts of steroids. So like a female physique, it's hard to build. But a lot of people also don't realize that if you see a beautiful curvaceous woman, like curves, actually the structure under that is her muscles. Mm. The fat over the top gives the smoothness that we associate with women generally, but the curves are actually, you know, in many cases that's muscle there,
right,
even if you don't see that it's there. Mm. So actually what happens when women's strength trains, so like she becomes generally like more courageous. However, the thing about powerlifting is it's a performance sport. It doesn't matter what you look like. And actually for too long, you know, women, the way we look is considered so important. I mean, you know, we now consider more diverse ideas of beauty. However, we've now kind of got to the point where we're basically including more people under the definition of beautiful. We're still saying it's important to be beautiful. Mm. We're still saying, like, as a woman, you have to be beautiful, but we're now including more people in that term.
Mm. And, it's like, actually, and various forms.
Yeah. But how about we say that a woman's worth doesn't have to involve beauty, you know? Mm. Like, and there, you, powerlifting goes far beyond that, you know? Yeah. Like, the super heavyweights are what you consider to be pretty large women, actually. Like, they don't have, you know, low body fat. But then in some of the other weight classes, you'll see some very lean women indeed. But you'll also see women with short legs, which is a massive genetic advantage in powerlifting. So for women, historically, short legs is like something you don't want to have. But as a powerlifter, it's amazing. Like, you'll lift an awful lot if you've got short legs.
And it's interesting because I think girls should be known about this, because I think girls get put off about sport if they're not looking a certain way, or if, as you say, you've strived to do a certain part in the gym and you think, well, now what? And that's when you get put off by it, don't you? Because you also said that, look at examples of the extremely engaging, witty Mary Beard, who was told that she was too ugly for television.
Yeah, I mean, how appalling. Like the Daily Mail or something
typical,
like that.
Yeah, typical, yeah, right. But or the Williams sisters saying they were too masculine.
Absolutely.
How ridiculous
is
that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's shocking.
So I suppose the thing is that, you know, how about we actually value them for their capabilities? Because this is how we tend to view men. You know, like, have you ever heard anyone scrutinise a man's looks for television? You know, not usually, actually, or their age, for that matter. So it's not saying that we can't appreciate a beautiful woman, but it's about kind of like, how about we value ourselves for many other things?
Yeah, I'm really interested by that. Now, aspirations. Who motivates you? You were saying earlier that I'm not sure we'd recognise them, but we'd love to know who motivates you.
Okay. So there's a number of people within the powerlifting world, but the multiple world champion in my own weight class is a woman called Jennifer Thompson. She's about 44 years old now, still getting stronger. She actually came back from hip surgery just earlier, like last year, and she's beaten all of her previous numbers now. Yeah, but she's a mum, she's a maths teacher. But Jennifer Thompson, she's been doing this for like 25 years or more. She just keeps going. So she's amazing and strong beyond what you would possibly like understand could be possible. There's a Brazilian lifter called Ana Castellane, who lovely person, but she really like grew in kind of prominence in the community as a whole when she nearly died in a very serious car accident, actually, a couple of years ago. And she lost 15 kilos of weight during recovery because she was in intensive care for so long. She came back, started training again with like literally like pink dumbbells in each hand because that's all she could hold. 9 months later, she broke the British squat record, the world squat record. She's another. There's also a woman called Michelle Franklin who took up powerlifting in her mid-50s. She started because she was very, very overweight. She was terribly unhappy with how she was, and she wanted to find another way. She'd been that way for, you know, as long as, you know, her whole life, but she decided, I don't want to be like this anymore. So she found a coach. She started powerlifting. She's lost half her body weight. She used to weigh over 100 kilos. Now she weighs like 50. She's insanely strong.
But Abby, how often are you supposed to be practicing, or rather doing this sport? How often in the week? I mean, to get any results, how?
Okay, so it depends on the stage, depends on the person, depends on the stage. But actually, if you're just starting out, you will make very rapid progress as long as you have some reasonable idea of what to do, which generally for women, they need to be taught to lift something heavier than what they would normally be thinking about. And heavy is an individual thing, like heavy for them. But literally, 1 or 2 hours a week of decent training, and I tell you, it's not nearly as punishing as something like, you know, like a, I don't know, like one of these classes where they'll like push you and then you'll be like really out of breath and really horrible.
I love the idea
like
of that.
It's not like that. You need to rest between sets. You don't push yourself to failure very often because you actually can't coordinate what you're doing if you do that. So it's not what a lot of women have in mind, but literally like 1 or 2 hours a week, if you get the right information, you'll make a lot of progress for a long time on that.
Abby, you came into the studio and gave us a little bit of an announcement. What's happening next week? What's future for you? Abby, it's actually happening next week, isn't it?
Okay. So I'd just like to just quickly add that the amount of training I now have to do to get stronger after 17 years is actually 5 times a week. But that's because, like, I'm pushing my limits, you know? Anyway, next week I'm competing in the International Powerlifting Federation World Masters Championships in Calgary in Canada. So Masters means ages 39 to 49 in my class, okay? these are like older people. So yeah, I will be competing against last year's world champion. And basically in the qualifying totals, it's basically me and her have the two highest qualifying totals. So there's going to be like a duel for first place between us. So
Abby,
final preparations.
I can't believe where the time's gone. I'm just enthralled. I think it's lovely you being here. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Dr. Abby Graham, British powerlifting, three times British powerlifting champion. It's a pretty amazing thing. And I'd love to have you back actually and see how you got on and explain a little bit more about powerlifting.
Yeah, that'd be
but
great.
Thank all you. The best for the future and for next week.
Thank you very much, Susie.
Right, let's have some travel news now.
This is Susie Thorpe, Cambridge 105 Radio.